Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. And I am so excited that you guys are here with me today. Listen, I am so inspired by something that I came across this weekend, and I wanted to just share it with you. And so I'm going to call it the 2020 vision comes from perspective, because it's really about perspective that this young lady had from a tragedy that happened in her life. And so I want to share that with you from an article. And I hope that it will encourage you as it has encouraged me, and as she has been going around encouraging so many different people from this particular aspect of her life. So listen, before we get started, I want you to always call someone, text someone, let them know that, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about perspective, because we all need to have that checkpoint in our lives of how we are viewing things in order for us to experience life differently, regardless of what has transpired. So listen, if you would like to call in, you can call 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846, and you can be live on the air. Love to get your calls, to hear your comments, your feedback, or just send me an email. Let me know how this show has been helping you to live a more empowered life. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at Nayshawn_Turner, also my website, NayshawnTurner.com, and at Facebook at Uniquely Designed Coaching, and on Instagram, Nayshawn Life Coach. So listen, I want to jump right in talking about what I want to talk about. The vision comes from perspective. You know, we all have encountered life experiences that may have thrown us for a loop, right? I'm sure that you've experienced it. I know I have. And whether it is a loss of job, or your spouse divorces you, or even worse, passes away, or maybe your business went from bankrupt due to some financial disaster, or your house gets foreclosed on, you know, or even yet perhaps an illness hits your body and you're no longer able to do some of the things that you used to do. But you know what? No matter what the situation is, a rebound is possible depending on how you look at things. So on today's show, I really want to talk about perspective. I believe personally it is a necessary ingredient to win at life in every area. So that's why I want you to stay tuned, and I want you to share this broadcast after it's over with a friend or two, or a coworker, or a business partner, and so they can begin to embrace how having the right perspective can really shift everything. It can literally shift everything in your life. Well, listen, I want to share an article that I read in our newspaper where I live that really, really was inspiring. And it's really from a young lady who her name is Vicki Varner, who was experienced a car crash, and it was on a Christmas Eve time frame, and she had experienced a car crash, and which left her paralyzed. And the thing that really inspired me was the way she dealt with her tragedy, right? And so she said that it's really all about perspective. As a matter of fact, she has a tattoo on her arm that spells out the word perspective, but of course it's made a little differently because she said you really have to look close at the tattoo because some of the letters are either upside down or backwards or flipped around or whatever. And so, but it really means it's how you look at it, right? And so if you look clearly at the tattoo, it's a symbol of perspective. It just depends on how you look at things, are able to really switch things around for you. You know, when I think about perspective, I think about perspective as an outlook. It's a viewpoint. It's an attitude, right? And it really determines how you approach a given situation in order to move your life forward. And so with this young lady, she talked about the ability to really decipher how you're going to look at what happens to you. And she was one who said that sometimes it's the only thing you have control over, which is your perspective. And I so agree with that. You know, we can't change what has happened, but we can change how we deal with it. And so it's important, as I read her story, I was so inspired by it because it was a sad story, obviously, of how she was on Christmas Eve taking her boyfriend home and her brother was in the car, the boyfriend, and they were dropping a dog off at a friend's house as well. And it was a foggy night, and so the car veered off of the road and hit a tree, and the car crushed like a Concordian. And her boyfriend and her brother were able to get out, but she was in the back seat. And so she actually became paralyzed in the back of the car. And it was very devastating at one point, you know, for her that this has happened to her. And it really severed part of her spine. And so she was really, really impacted by this, where she was not able to move. And so, but she realized that, you know what, if I focus on everything that my paralysis have taken away from me, I would be a very unhappy girl. This is what she said. She said, so I chose instead to look at everything that I still can do and that I will do, because I realized that perspective is what really matters in this case, right? And not only did she have to accept the way her life has changed, but she also put everything for herself in a different perspective. And so I thought that was so powerful for what she decided to do. And here's the area that I thought was really, really inspiring. And she said, you know what, when it happened to her, when this happened to her, she realized that, okay, I'm going to cry twice. She said she cried twice over the news, and then she told herself that was enough. Wow. How many of us, when some of those things that I mentioned at the top of the show, when it happens to us, or even worse, that we can say, okay, you know what? This is enough. I'm not going to lament in what has happened because I can't change it. But if I'm going to move on with life, and that's what she decided to do. She said it was time to get on with her life, because the reality is you're still alive. So that means you still have more to do. There is still more in your future than what's in your past. And so if you can look at life in a way that can give you a clearer vision, and that's why I call this 2020 vision, comes from perspective, because when you have perspective, now you're able to see a little bit more clearer for where you are going now in your life. And so I thought it was really, really powerful for how she made a decision that I'm not going to stay in this place of grief. I'm not going to stay in this place of depression. I'm not going to stay in this place of saying woe is me and continue to dwell in a pity party. But she decided, you know what? This has happened to me, And so I'm going to take a different route. I'm going to move myself forward in life, and I'm going to make something wonderful out of this. And so to remind people is that, first of all, you have to think about from perspective, what did you learn? She learned that her life is not over. She learned that out of this experience, she can share something that can perhaps help other people. And so it's important for us to think about, what can we learn from this experience? What has this taught us about ourselves, right? About what we believe regarding ourselves, about what we believe about our future. What do we believe, you know, about where our next encounter of this situation will lead us to? Where it led her to is that she became Miss Wheelchair, and so she's in this competition, and she's utilizing this situation to go around the city and the state and perhaps even the country, sharing her message to those who are in similar situations that can help them to rise up out of that place of being disabled in their minds, right? Because they're disabled in their bodies, but to realize that you are still an able person to do so much more, right? And so she has been crowned Miss Wheelchair of Virginia, and she's very proud of that title because she has a laser-focused message that is impacting others who hear it to give them hope. And so when we think about, you know, how you can learn from it, how you can grow from it, and how you can use it to benefit, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And so here's what she shared at one of her events, and she said, although my body may be broken as Humpty Dumpty, my fight and my spirit were not. And she said she began to pick herself up and rise up like the phoenix. And that's her next tattoo, by the way, that she says she will get. But it's important because she says she tries to move her life forward continuously and be an advocate for others. And so when we look at when life has knocked us down, when we have gone through those hard places, and I've gone through hard places where I've lost loved ones, where I've encountered illnesses, where we've encountered financial situations, where we've encountered so many things that can knock you back, and you can wonder, can I ever recover from this? The answer is yes. You can recover. You know, sometimes our setbacks is a setup for something even greater, but it's perspective that's going to cause you to believe that. It's perspective that's going to cause you to hear that in within yourself. It's your perspective that's going to give you the strength to move forward in your life, because it's not over until it's over. And so I just wanted to share today about perspective, because I just thought this article, as I read it, it really just blessed me in a big way. And I was hoping that it will do the same for you. You know, this young lady is just determined, you know, that she's going to continue to hopefully be an answer to someone else's problem, to be that solution, right? And that she's not going to take no for an answer. And she realized that when you put your mind to anything, you can accomplish and overcome anything. So again, I just want to share with you about perspective, how important we are to utilize our experience and move our lives forward with an attitude to know that, listen, if I determine to see this thing differently than what is showing up as in my life, and to know that it could be a benefit to me to help me to grow as well as others, then that's what's going to give me the power to shift my life and to enjoy and embrace the life that I have now, so that my life can be of an instrument of help, solution, blessing, hope, and peace for someone else. So listen, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Listen, leave me your comments. Let me know what you thought about what I shared. Let me know what kind of things that you had to change your perspective on. All right? So listen, I hope that you guys join back with me next week, and I'm going to be sharing with you an upcoming event that I'm going to be speaking at, and I'd love for you to be there. All right? You guys take care. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.